In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If there's one thing we should take from the gospel reading for today, it's this. Demons are real. We live in an age that discounts the reality of demons and sees in them little else but opportunities for cheap entertainment. Movies, books, TV shows glorify or romanticize and generally celebrate pop culture ideas about demons. But there aren't many people who will admit, publicly anyway, that they believe demons are real. And the way we live, generally safe, kept from harmful things, mostly out of any real danger, makes it easy for us to dismiss the reality of demons too. Who's thinking right now, oh my goodness, this is what he's preaching on today? Demons? Seriously? I get it. I do. In my lifetime, I have known of one, count them, one person who I think might have been possessed by a demon. That's it, just one. Our culture, our prosperity, our sense of advancement and progress and enlightenment all make it easy to be skeptical, and they make it hard for us to believe in the reality of demons. But the demons are real. They are very real indeed. And the man in the gospel today, he knew just how real demons are. He was possessed by them, taken over by them. They drove him out of his house and into the graveyard. They drove him out of his clothes to wander around naked. They gave him seizures, great bouts of violence that would break chains and bust him loose from however they tied him up. The demons even drove him out into the wilderness sometimes. They took complete control of his life, his body, and his soul. Demons are real. They are the fallen angels who joined up with Satan in his rebellion against God. Now, having been thrown out of heaven with Satan, they prowl around the earth, seeking whom they may devour. They have some power and authority in this fallen world. St. Paul tells us that as Christians, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Those are the demons against which we wrestle in this life. And those demons seek to possess our lives and bodies and souls. They seek to lead you into temptation. They seek to tear you away from God. They seek to control every aspect of your existence and to steal away your salvation. These demons have real power, and they are definitely real. But you know what? Jesus is real too. Jesus has real power over these demons. When Jesus commands those unclean spirits to leave that possessed man, the demons recognize him at once. What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me, one of them says. And that exchange starts a series of events that shows us just how powerless The demons are in the presence of Christ. Jesus asks, "What is your name?" "Legion," they answer, because there are lots of them. And again, they beg. They beg Jesus not to send them into the deep. They beg Jesus, "Let us go into those pigs." So Jesus does just that. In the presence of Jesus, demons can only beg. In the presence of Jesus, demons can only do what Jesus gives them permission to do. And in the presence of Jesus, the demons aren't going to do what they want to do. They're going to do only what Jesus tells them to do. They can only answer his questions. They can only beg for what they would like. They can only do what he says do. In the presence of Jesus, the demons have no more power over that man who they used to possess. In the presence of Jesus, the demons face their demise. Jesus sends them into the pigs, and then they go off into the deep where they didn't want to go to begin with. And that's the end of those demons. Jesus has greater power than any demon will ever have. By his power, Jesus delivered that possessed man from the legion of demons that controlled his body and soul.